Greetings, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Ariel Stroman again on day four, and I'll continue my thought from Psalms 138:3. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for another wonderful day, Lord, and for everything that you have done and are doing for us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that once again, speak to our hearts, Lord, and encourage us with your word, Lord, and also help me, Lord, to speak some simple words, Lord, that can be a help and a benefit to your people. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. Now I'm reciting this psalm every day, the same verse every day, and I have some more thoughts around it, so I'll just share some more. And crying out in desperation, God answering. And when he does answer, he makes us bold and he strengthens our soul. And when you look at the word bold, you know, you could turn to a dictionary and it'll say to show courage or confidence or willingness to take risks, especially when facing fear, opposition, or uncertainty. It says a bold person speaks or acts openly, firmly, and without hesitation, even when it's uncomfortable or unpopular. Now, this describes a lot of biblical characters, but also it just could describe anyone who feels, you know, boldness rising up within them. So, and when you ask for a spiritual or biblical sense of boldness, then the dictionary says to be bold means having confidence and faith in God, trusting his power and presence. And it is not arrogance, but courage rooted in conviction and divine assurance. And the kind of boldness that comes from knowing who you are in God and acting in alignment with that truth. So I really like that, because that's also what I experience when I have encounters, when the Lord has delivered me out of a situation or has answered a cry of despair or desperation. And it's not always easy to know, you know, how do we approach God, you know, when we are in a desperate state. But it's really not that difficult. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I was, you know, prayer I know and thanksgiving I know, but supplication, that was a new word for me. So I looked it up. And it means a humble and earnest and heartfelt request of prayer. And it comes from Latin supplicare, meaning to plead humbly or to kneel down. So to make a supplication then is to ask sincerely and reverently and often out of deep need, dependence, or desperation. And that's really right on what I'm dealing with this week. And I also shared here a testimony about a dream that I had the other day. And in the dream, I told this other person of an experience I've had about losing my wallet. So I want to share that story because it's a great testimony as well. And it's something that has encouraged me over all the years, ever since I experienced it. And all of us brethren that were there. And the story goes back to maybe, at least 25 to almost 30 years ago. We were a bunch of young brothers going on a skiing trip up in the mountains. And we had our camping gear, and we had our tents and sleeping bags. and we were going to the foot of a mountain, and then hoping the next day we would ski up that mountain. And when we got to our camp site, it had gotten dark. So we were pitching our tent in the dark. And I had a jacket with an open, with a pocket in front. And for some reason, that pocket was open and I had my wallet inside of it. And then inside that wallet, I had money that I was going to give, that I owed someone at work, that I was going to give them. And this was also at a time where I was newly wed and we really didn't have much money. And here, after this pitching up the tent in the dark, I had lost my wallet without knowing it, somewhere out in the snow. So when I woke up the next morning and I patted my jacket, you know, to see if everything was there, and I realized my wallet was gone. And I didn't say anyone. We were seven of us brothers in that tent, and I didn't say anything. And I just went outside to start to search for that wallet. And it was just white snow all over. And it was all of our footsteps in the snow everywhere. And my wallet was nowhere to be seen. And then one of the brothers asked me, Ariel, what are you doing out there? Well, I said, I'm looking for my wallet. It's kind of embarrassing. I have my credit cards there and I have some money that I owe this guy at work in it too. So I would really like to find it. So then they all came out and helped search for it. And then I remember we had searched a good while and there was no chance of finding it. It had been buried in the snow, and it was just footsteps and ski tracks all over the area. It was in an open mountainous area. And then I was pretty far away from the others, still searching. And I remember, oh Lord, you know where that wallet is. I really would have liked for all of us to just pray about this. And as soon as I thought that thought, one of the brothers says, hey guys, brothers, why don't we just gather up and pray here instead? Because we can't find it. And I told the brother, that's exactly what I felt too. So all seven of us just stood in a circle there. And we just started to pray. And one brother started praying, lifting up his voice. And we all prayed in turn until all seven of us had prayed. And the strangest thing was that I realized we're praying and the Spirit of the Lord came down and we were lifting our hands and just worshiping. And as we were worshiping, I was realizing, hey, no one has even prayed about my wallet. We have forgotten to pray about our wallet. Everybody was just praying to God. God, thank you for putting us together in this situation. Thank you, Lord, that you made it an opportunity for us to gather around and give you praise and pray to you. And as soon as that thought was thought in my mind, a brother started speaking in tongues. And then another brother, without hesitating, just quoted Matthew 7:7. And what does Matthew 7:7 says? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. Thus saith the Lord. And that was it. And I was staring at that brother's face and I could see he was shocked out of the words that came out of his mouth. So he seemed almost paralyzed. But he just picked up a ski or a ski rod and just started sticking it in the snow. And then another brother did that too. And within 2 minutes, I saw one brother sticking his pole into the snow and just flicked it up, and I saw my wallet just come out of the snow, like in the air, and he just cried out, "I found it! I found it! Praise the Lord! I found it!" And we were so shocked and so amazed, and all seven of us were just running around on that mountaintop praising the Lord over the recovery of this wallet. and we were all just teary eyes and just so thankful. And here I am, after we calmed down from this incident, we sat and talked about it. And everybody noticed that we hadn't even prayed for the wallet. We had all just taken the occasion to lift up our voices and give praises to our Lord together. And the Lord just, you know, answered the prayer. And I'm thinking, you know, how desperate was I really in that situation? Well, I was some kind of desperate because I didn't see a way out, how I was gonna be able to pay that colleague the money without finding the wallet. But still, I know if not, you know, we would have found it, the brothers would probably gladly have chipped in and helped me out. But I believe also the Lord put that desperation in me to pray for the wallet. And also in the heart of my brothers, so that he could show his care for us and shower us with his anointing and his blessings, because that's what we take from this testimony, is how the Lord met us on the mountain and how he blessed us on the mountain. And the wallet was just a bonus, and I got my wallet back. So it's really encouraging. And I also remember reading a biography about Smith Wigglesworth. It was a similar situation. It was six brethren that was called into a hospital room to pray for a sick, bedridden man. And they stood in a circle. And what they did, they just started to whisper the name of Jesus and just repeating the name of Jesus. And they got louder and louder. And they actually forgot to pray for the man. And he just simply got up and started putting his clothes on. And he was healed without them praying for him. So the Lord will put us in situations where he also gives us a desperation. And it's not about begging God for a certain thing, but it's about turning to him, seeking him and calling upon him. And when we do it, you know, we do it with thanksgiving and with supplication, you know, earnestly, humbly. We let our request be known to God, as I quoted in Philippians 4:6. And then just let the Lord have his way. And that's really something that has encouraged me over so many years, and just another testimony of a time you cry out and you feel kind of desperate, even though it was not that big of a deal. The Lord made it into a big deal, and he really made it into a testimony that we all share, the ones who experienced it. So I felt that that was something I could share in this part today, and just ask the Lord to continue to bless you all, and have a great day. Amen.